Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and I've got Simon with me.
Hello, SM2N here.
Yes, I thought, because Simon had some interesting ideas about the election, all the pressure. I thought we should do a boo. Plus, we haven't done a boo in ages, have we, darling? Not together. We just appear on each other's boos. Accidentally. What's that music?
Yeah. Oh, it's on my laptop, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I thought you'd done a boo very recently with me, and you'd mentioned me in the title of the boo.
Yeah, let's not argue about that. So election. Because we both listened to Jeff and Nama.
Yeah, Jeff and Nama's excellent boo.
Yes, that was very good.
51 minutes flew by. That's amazing.
Yeah, it did. And Jeff explained very well how the voting systems work.
Mm.
So
very, very good.
Yes. First off, I wanted to say that I'm a little bit iffy about forcing people to vote.
Compulsory, yes.
Yes. I think partly because I grew up in a country where it was compulsory to vote. And we did always have 100% turnout. However, there was also just the one party to vote for.
Mm.
So people actually only went to vote because, bless you, because they had to. Whereas I always feel that, if people want to vote, if, for instance, there's a real alternative, there's someone they really feel very strongly about, they want to vote for, they will go and vote. And then the turnout will be fairly high. But, Simon's just pointing out to me that we did a boo together fairly recently about the election again.
From the polling station.
All right, then. You win.
Ages ago. That was 2 days ago.
Right, you've distracted me again. What was I going to say now? You always do this. What was I saying?
Oh, dear.
Right. Oh, yes, people. Yes. So, and I feel that partly I'd moved on from that. Because I feel that there's not that many people going to vote because nobody knows what we're really going to vote for. There's so many people that I heard, still on the day saying, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, because there's no real difference between the parties, is there? And there's no one. I was waiting for someone to come out and say something really interesting, and for someone really charismatic to go and inspire people. What did we have?
Well, we did have that, but only in Scotland.
Resigned. Yes.
Which we couldn't vote for, so.
Yeah. And as some people pointed out, if Scotland does now go it alone, then they're going to be a one-party state, pretty much, and that's not going to be very healthy either. Yeah, so how do you feel about the compulsory voting? I did say it's going to be a boo with both of us.
Do I have to answer that question?
Well, you don't have to. Do you not have an opinion on it? Oh, I see.
Did you see what I did there?
I'm starting to get a feeling that there's a reason why I don't have you on my boos very often.
It's not something I've ever given a lot of thought about, because it's not something that I've ever had to consider, really.
Right.
I think it's kind of good because, in a way, because it's attractive in a way, because the people that that vote are the ones that feel the compulsion themselves to go. So it's usually the radical people that would go and vote, and the ones that are less radical are more likely to stay at home, and therefore you're then more likely to get a radical result. Which I think is basically what happens in the House of Commons anyway, isn't it? That there's so the attendance of the MPs is so low when they want to get something through, then suddenly the whip will get all of the votes for that, all of the MPs for that party to attend, and then they'll easily get it through, kind of thing. But when you see how few people there are actually in the House of Commons most of the time voting on things. If you don't have it as compulsory, then there's more room for radical swings. Yeah, so but, I can see it's an attractive idea.
But as they also point out, it's not. They can't make it compulsory to actually make an informed decision, at which point, you know, because if you just send people to vote, they're just going to put across whatever. You're not really going to get a representative result that way either, are you?
Yeah, but on average...
It just means everybody has voted.
Yeah, but on average, then, you know, if people just randomly choose a choice, then... You know,
they really can't complain.
Then you're not going to get a radical result from that. That's going to iron out the radical results. Whereas if you've got somebody from the BNP, you know, drumming up all of their supporters to go out and vote, then they can take over a constituency. And you know, as long as they get 51% of the vote, as Nama said, the rest of the 49% of votes are basically wasted.
Mm-hmm. Which brings me nicely to the. The tactical voting. That's the other thing why I feel that the vote here is not particularly representative, because we don't actually know. A lot of people in this country won't have voted for the party they really wanted to vote for, because they feel that their vote would definitely be wasted then, but they do want to vote. So there's a lot of sort of second guessing and this constituency has always been Tory or always been Labour, and they will vote accordingly. So they may well feel that they wanted to vote for the Green Party or for Labour or whatever, but they know that there's no point. So
that they feel that their vote would be wasted. Yeah. And that was interesting thing, because you know, Jeff was talking about the proportion of votes in the UK, and the 36% Conservative, 30% Labour, whatever it was. And how, you know, if we had PR, proportional representation, then, you know, assuming that would be the result. But it wouldn't have been the result, because people have been voting tactically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I had, you know, as I said on the boo we did the other two days ago, you know, I had to choose between, do I vote with my heart or do I vote tactically?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people will vote tactically. And I think that's exactly what happened with the Tories. So I think David Cameron was really smart when he insisted on getting the other party leaders at the leaders' debate. So, you know, 5 years ago, when we had the leaders' debate the first time around, it was just the three main parties, wasn't it? I think it was just the Conservatives, the Labour, and the Lib Dems. And for whatever reason David Cameron did it, I think him insisting on having the other four parties represented at those leaders' debates really did boost and divide his opposition. It boosted the visibility of the smaller parties in opposition to him, and it divided the popular vote. So I think that was very clever. And I think they were also very clever in making everyone believe that there was going to be a Labour and SNP coalition. I think there was an awful lot of media were saying that was what was going to happen. And I think they used that very cleverly to frighten people away from voting Labour who would have otherwise voted Labour. So I think that, you know, although, you know, Jeff pointed out that the Conservatives had more seats than Labour and SNP put together, I think it was again because of the tactical voting and because of the fear mongering that that the media in the UK were putting on everyone about how you know inevitable it was that it was going to be an Ed Miliband combined with SNP government. So everyone seemed to believe that, and I think that was enough to make people vote Tory or make enough people who were wavering then fall upon the Tory side, to try and stave off this idea that Scotland was going to hold a balance of power over the rest of over the whole of the UK. I think that scared a lot of people. So I think it was really clever tactically. All of those aspects really. But really, really enjoyed listening to Nama and Jeff talking about it. I haven't listened to Paul and Claire yet. I must listen to that one because I bet that's a good listen as well.
Yeah, I've started that one. Oh, but we need it at the end.
Is there anything else we need to cover? Or
I don't know. I can't remember now. Okay.
Is it true that you've renamed the caterpillars David, Nicola, Nigel, Ed, and
that's a vicious rumour. Vince.